Agenda item number five, discussion and possible action on amendments to the personnel policies by Monica Wheelis, Human Resources Manager.
Each year in October, I bring to the Board of Directors of Personnel Policy Changes, and a redline copy of the full changes was included in your diligent materials. But to refresh your memories, I'll briefly go through what we're proposing. The first proposal is one new policy for diver compensation, and the intent of this policy is to compensate employees for their diver certifications and for performing diving services for the BRA, such as routine maintenance on our structures and also search and recovery operations. We believe that the program will help the BRA retain certified divers and recognize and compensate them for their diving skills and abilities. We have contracted with Evergreen Solutions to conduct a compensation and classification study, and we have tasked them to look into what other entities are doing with their divers, how they're compensating them to recognize them for their skills. And we anticipate that they'll bring be able to provide that to us by the end of the year, and we'll bring that back to the Board in December when we discuss the entire compensation study. The next policies are all revisions of policies. The first one is the categories of employment policy. What we're proposing is the fifth paragraph of this policy be revised to change the basis of the 60-day introductory period for a transitioning employee, changed to work days rather than calendar days, backwards, calendar days rather than work days, which is consistent with the requirement for employees who are originally hired as full-time employees. We're changing the requirement for transitioning employees, which would include seasonal, part-time, and employees hired in from temporary agencies, from 480 hours to complete their introductory period to 340. So that's in line with what we're currently doing with other employees. The sick leave pool policy was completely revised to clarify the purpose of the sick leave pool, eligibility requirements, method for employees to contribute to the pool, and also how they can request time to use from the sick leave pool. We're revising both of the FMLA policies, the FMLA regular policy and then the family military exigency leave policy, to provide employees a choice of whether or not to avail themselves of FMLA, and if they do, then they're directed to complete an FMLA request form. And in the other leave of absences without pay policy, we're proposing to delete the second to the last paragraph, and that states that employee will receive an adjusted date of hire if they request time away from work without pay. And historically, what we've seen is employees who ask for time, leave of absence without pay, generally are doing so to recover from their illness or injury, or perhaps an illness or injury of a family member. And we just believe that the mandate to provide them with a new day to hire upon return from that leave of absence is, one, difficult to manage from administrative purpose, and also a little unfair to the employee who just needed a little bit of extra time. And that's it. Are there any questions?
Is there any limitations to absence?
FMLA provides a 12-week period, and then typically what we see, they may need another couple weeks just to finish, you know, recuperating or so. We've not had someone be on extended leave of absence that we believe could come back to work. If it looks like they're not able to, then we'll transition them to a long-term disability program. Was there another question?
On the diver certification, how long is somebody usually certified as a diver?
From my understanding, they can maintain their certifications indefinitely. I don't believe in someone who's smarter in the diver gym indefinitely. The part of the requirement, I believe, and Jim, you might want to speak on this better, part of the requirement is that you have to have so many dives. And if it's been an extended period of time between dives, then you have to do something to... Yeah, come on up, Jim. Come up, diver Jim.
Jim's a diver.
The dive certification occurs through a number of different agencies worldwide. They have different rules. We pattern ours after the Professional Association of Dive Instructors, also known as PADI, P-A-D-I. If a diver hasn't had dive or doesn't have evidence of having dove within a extended period of time, the agency usually requires that that diver to be at least observed by an instructor or a dive master to make sure that they still have the skills and qualifications to do that dive. We actually have instructors and dive masters in our employ, so we could do more or less a self-recertification without much problem.
So, a follow-up question to that. So we're leaving it up to the employee, based on this policy, to tell the BRA if they're still qualified to dive?
Yes. It's the employee's responsibility to keep the Brazos River Authority informed of their diving abilities.
And the industry is self-policing as well. There's no requirement for myself, for example, as a diver, to do anything other than show my certification card when I go to dive or get a tank of air. So we're not doing anything beyond what the industry requires to begin with.
Thank you very much.
Any more questions? Read your resolution, please.
Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby approves the revisions to the Human Resources Policy Manual as presented at its October 30th, 2017 meeting to be effective November 1, 2017.
You've heard the resolution. Is motion to adopt? Rick Hubert, second. We got it. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Bennett?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Flores?
Yes.
Director Grant?
Yes.
Director Huber?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Lattimore?
Yes.
Director Lloyd?
Yes.
Director Luton?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Smith? Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Taylor?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.